dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here, you and me and everyone else in between. Rick Adams filling in today for the boss, John Stadtmiller. And this is the National Intel Report. And tonight, I'm told my program will be a rebroadcast so that you can listen to a fascinating program you may have missed. The important thing is being here now and filling in for John Stadtmiller. You know, the crew here is quite preoccupied by a number of things, and I'm told they had some sort of a deposit at the building, the main transmitter building there, and it was, raw sewage coming in, and I realized that Barbara Bush had just been speaking in this area not too long ago. And I guess she left us a surprise, huh? Don't laugh. It's all too likely. Coming from the source, right? Anyhow, all right, Rick Adams with you right here on RBNLive.com. And you should go to our website, by the way, RBNLive.com. Get on the computer. Go now to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and look up our new trading post. And we have our trading store here, and that's what they tell me. It just went up a few days ago. And you can buy just about everything, and I mean just about everything from Republic now. So now you have a good reason to satisfy your earthly needs and at the same time do a good deed for RBN. This will definitely, definitely help us and the network grow to new heights as people now are beginning to seek out alternative media. You know, that's a blessing. It really is. Despite all that we've been hearing, all of the evils of our day, the good news is we are reaching the new masses, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Rick Adams.
Are you- Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yes. And we are back to begin the program, the National Intel Report. And I am Rick Adams, filling in today for John Stadtmiller. Well, where do we begin? I know exactly where to begin. The story from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Now that we've seen what has gone on in New Orleans, the aftermath of this hurricane, it might behoove us all, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, to back the Citizens Committee in its call for a federal investigation, ha ha, and accounting on New Orleans gun seizures. And here's what they tell me. Following low-key inquiries that were met with stony silence and official indifference, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms today is calling for a federal investigation into reports of gun seizures from law-abiding New Orleans residents and is demanding that officials there immediately account for all confiscated weapons, all firearms. CCRKVA Chairman Alan Gottlieb is also demanding that New Orleans police officials immediately stop the seizures, disclose where those firearms are being kept, how they are secured, the type and number of firearms involved, and how those guns will be promptly returned to their rightful owners in the condition in which they were originally taken. Quote, I also want to know under just what authority New Orleans officials are confiscating lawfully owned firearms from law-abiding citizens, unquote. Where does it say that the state and federal constitution can be nullified, even briefly, simply because of a hurricane? In every other natural disaster this country has ever faced, people retain their civil rights, including the right of self-defense. But New Orleans and Louisiana state officials have added the sin of an arrogance to incompetence and negligence for which they must be held accountable when this is over. Gun rights activists have been outraged by a film clip showing a police officer tackling the elderly woman. We talked about that last. We all did. In your own home. And then removing her from the premises. We know this is only one incident that's being replayed incessantly. And that not all the circumstances are known. So says Joe Waldron, executive director that we've had on the program. But this incident, he goes on to say, combined with statements by local officials, particularly Police Superintendent P. Edwin Compass III, that nobody but police will be allowed to have guns, demands a full and complete explanation to the American public. Visiting police and National Guardsmen are in New Orleans to help hurricane victims. And the nation is grateful beyond words. You don't help people by violating their civil rights or the public trust. He says there are reports that residents who refuse to leave are being disarmed anyway, leaving them to the mercy of any lingering looters and thugs. If true, it is unconscionable. In the anarchy that reigned in that city for days, these armed citizens provided the only protection for their families, businesses, and neighborhoods when many police walked off their jobs. And a few even participated in the looting, as the world sees it. The people responsible for making that decision should be immediately disciplined and relieved of command. Visiting officers from other jurisdictions involved in these confiscations should be immediately sent home. New Orleans is still part of the United States, not a police state, Gottlieb concluded. Well, what do you think? Right on? Too heavy or too soft? Well, I think it might be too soft. I mean, quite truthfully, you know, I live in a hurricane-prone area up here in Rhode Island. We've had some devastating hurricanes before. Devastating, particularly 1938, 1954. And yet we have a hurricane barrier that really and truthfully, as the article in yesterday's newspaper here just said, might not be all that sufficient. If indeed we suffer from a Category 4 hurricane, we could see some very devastating losses here as well. And I know one thing, and I've talked to many people across this state, many people who have bought up firearms in recent days in the wake of New Orleans and Mississippi and elsewhere, that they are not surrendering their firearms under any condition and to anyone. Whoever comes to their door, whoever it is that comes to their door to get their firearms, will get something more than just a firearm. They will get what's in it. Whoever. Remember, the thug on the street is a criminal who seeks to invade your home, you have every right to defend your life and property by taking his if need be. Just as dangerous is the government thug, the jackbooted thug, if you will, who comes to take away your home, your freedom, and your family. My friends, there is no difference. None whatsoever. What think ye? Our number toll-free, 800-313-9443. Toll-free, 800-313-9443. This is Rick Adams, filling in today for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, Rodney in Texas. How are you?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you, sir.
Rick, you're so congenial, and the way you eloquently say these things without spewing out a lot of curse words and things, I really want to commend you for that, brother.
Well, I try my best, my friend.
You know, God's spirit is with all good men, and I believe you're a good man.
Flattery will get you everywhere for that now, Rodney.
Well, you know, I personally don't believe in flattering a person when they're telling the truth. You just tell it like it is and leave it at that. Jesus said, let your yes mean yes and let your no mean no. And, brother, amen. That's what you do.
Well, thank you, Rodney.
How do you feel
about these issues? Go ahead.
Well, Rick, first, you know, another thing that I want to commend you on is you stick with the facts. And you don't get into all the conjectures and speculation that some people do. They try to draw up all these scenarios wherein by this could have happened, if that could have happened. But they try to mish facts with speculation, and they screw up. And, in fact, in my opinion, they allow these criminals to get off. Now, this thing with what has happened down there in New Orleans, I don't like Jesse Jackson, but Jesse Jackson did point out one thing, and it's not the whole picture, but he did point out you got 68% of that population down there that has been evacuated. And those people vote in the upcoming election. Where are they going to vote at now, Rick?
Talking about February, the election.
You completely disenfranchise 68% of black voters in that city, and I'm trying to figure out where are these people going to vote. And Rick, I hate to, I won't say I hate to say it, but I don't believe in coincidences. I believe
this sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sound like Florida all over again in the election.
Yes, so now we're hearing that they've had a blackout out there in California. You know,
Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I heard another good talk show host earlier point out that at the levees where some of the levees broke, some of the Army Corps of Engineers found residue from demolitions.
Yeah, I've read those reports.
We're not hearing that. Well, these were quotes from the actual people. Again, I'm like you, Rick. I like to stick with the facts.
I don't know that that's true yet, but we'll see.
Well, I read about it at prisonplanet.com, and that person is a very, very, as far as I'm concerned, very credible resource, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
So if it's not true, you know, I'm sorry for. I do believe it is true, Rick.
I wouldn't doubt it, Rodney. I have no doubt of the capabilities of evil of this government.
Yes.
There's no ends to which they will not go.
Just in harmony with what you just said about people, these thugs coming to people's houses and taking their weapons, their protection, violating the Second Amendment and not telling anybody why they're confiscating these weapons.
They did the same thing in Iraq.
God-abiding citizens. And I'm like you, Rick. I'm sorry, but if those thugs are listening, if you come and take my gun and you don't have any reason why you're going to take my gun, I consider you a criminal. I consider you a tyrant, and you will get what's in that gun.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you,
Rick. Appreciate your call. We'll be back. The National Intel Report. Rick Adams filling in for John Stadtmiller.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Back on the National Intel Report, heard exclusively here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Set your dial here, as they say, rbnlive.com. And don't forget to patronize our Republic Trading Company here, because they have just about everything for you, for the home, for the camper, for whatever it is you need. They sell just about everything. And that's one good way of supporting the broadcast. All right, let's go on. We have a bevy of calls here, 800-313-9443. And I'll have more news during today's program as we go on. Let's see. We've got John in New York. Hello, you're on the program.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, John.
Listen, as far as your previous caller, Rodney,
yes.
Kudos to him.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised in the Bronx, New York, and Rodney sounds like an African-American guy. But you know what? I'll break bread with the guy anytime. He's telling the story the way it is, you know. Not pointing fingers or anything like that. And that seems to be happening all too often today in our society.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the video of these thugs who came in and wrestled this woman to the ground. I can't believe it.
I know.
I'll tell you something. I can't believe it. I was in the military. I'm a veteran. My mother's in her 70s. I'll tell you right now. Somebody came into the house and tried to do that. That's it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is over. When are people going to draw the line and say enough is enough? You're going to let people cross your threshold, your door, and demand to take your weapons?
It's interesting, some of the quotes of some of the reservists and guard members that came back from Iraq to help out said that they found themselves in a very similar situation trying to restore order. And they said the only difference is this is water. It's a water situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that interesting that they should make the comparison and see such similarities between what's going on in Iraq and the subjugation of the population in the guise of liberation, and what's happening here, door-to-door searches and treating people like thugs instead of treating the real thugs like the criminals they are. What does that tell you about how we're being ruled today?
Well, you know what? People that are listening to your broadcast, and in general, people that read on the Internet and read alternative news media, are by an exponential number much more well-informed as to what is really happening in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd just like to relate briefly, and I don't want to take up excessive amount of time on the program, but I had read
an article. You've got a couple of moments.
I'm sorry?
You've got a couple of moments before the break. Go ahead.
I read an article about some fellows who had taken a private relief effort down into Mississippi, and they had taken two semi-tractor trailers down there. FEMA tried to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys just kept on trucking. They went down there. They went to some gentleman's farm. FEMA came down there, and they were rebuked, and there was it was almost an incident. They left, and FEMA came back with the sheriffs. But in the interim, they had accumulated maybe 30 or 35 gentlemen from the local area, and they were all armed. FEMA came down there and said, we're confiscating these trailers. And these men just said to them, look, you're going to stop us from giving supplies and food to our fellow brothers, our fellow Americans?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not happening. And because they were armed, they just turned their tail and walked away. And that, unfortunately, is the way bureaucracy and government ever addresses a problem when they're forced to. Otherwise, they try to subjugate you, not realizing that they are the ones that work for us.
That's exactly
right. We are in control. We're the sovereigns, and unless we exercise our sovereign control, nothing happens. But today, most men, they don't even know what's going on.
Well, most men today, the male population, I think, have been sissified and feminized. And the women today, we may have to count on to take the initiative. Go out there and get the gun training, get the ammunition, get the survival kits. Do what needs to be done. But now's the time. I tell people this all the time.
Duke.
Now's the time to get your survival kit ready.
Mm-hmm.
And to be trained in the use of firearms, to be trained with plenty of ammunition, plenty of guns, and use them when the time comes. The time will come when you'll have to defend
Absolutely.
Yourself. And it doesn't matter who's at the door. Whoever comes to the door to take away your Constitution, your property, your right, will get more than they bargained for. That's the kind of America I know of. That's
Rick,
the only one
you.
I want to know.
I'm with you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, John.
What, they come to take my gun, they get it lead first.
All right. I understand.
Thanks,
I'm with you. Thank you. 800-313-9443. Now, this kind of talk scares a lot of people out there. The people listening for the first time saying, what in the world? What do they think this is? I mean, they think this is the Old West. My friends, the Old West was much, much tamer than what we're heading into now. The Old West was livable. And yet they had to carry the arms. They had to be armed and watchful of whoever it might be on the plains that they might encounter. That was nothing compared to the power of government today and the weapons they have. When I see these Rumsfelds and these Cheneys and these Bushes, looking down from the sky before they safely land, make sure they know where they're going, where it's safe, because they don't want to meet with the average American. I know who the enemy is. The enemy's in Washington. Rick Adams filling in for John Stadtmiller, the National Intel Report. We will return.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Reichman frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Reif discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, Rick Adams filling in for John Statmiller today. I'm sorry, River, you didn't stay on. River dropped off the line. Well, maybe we'll get him back a little bit later. But before we go to Keith in Rhode Island, who's next, I'd just like to mention this story was confirmed by other news sources. You can see the Iraqi League, www.iraqirabita organization, English Index, PHP, for more information. A U.S. military force in the city of Mosul in Iraq killed an Iraqi woman and her fetus, whose body was penetrated by a fatal bullet. An Iraqi medical source told the source, QP in this case, that an American military officer fired indiscriminately after having been attacked by armed persons on the 24th of August 2005, which resulted in the killing of the Iraqi woman. After an attempt to extract the nine-month-old fetus, it was discovered that bullets had also penetrated the body of the fetus. It is noted that American forces usually fire indiscriminately following any attack they are subjected to, which results in the killing and wounding of tens of Iraqi citizens. End of report. All right, 800-313-9443. Sounding similar here in the United States? If Georgie Porgy Puddin' Pie has his way, and Mr. Rumsfeld and the new Pentagon reports, yeah, these are serious plans, ladies and gentlemen. Martial law is a-coming, and he ain't a good marshal, that's for sure. Keith in Rhode Island. Hi, you're on the program.
Hello there, Mr. Adams.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you. I was wondering if maybe you could switch time slots with Mr. Statmiller and take this time slot instead.
Well, I don't think so. I think he's got the time, and that's it. I'm happy where I am, but
okay, because
you'll have to make do calling me at night. What's the matter with you?
Well, there are some of us who are just, we don't want to get computers and Internet hookups because we're afraid that someday...
Oh, I see.
You know, the secret police are going to come into our houses.
So what do you go to, a library and dial
me? Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
But
right.
Maybe, you know, for the sake of your show, I might just consider getting going online.
Well, that's awful nice of you.
Yeah, because I've been kind of averse to doing that for a couple of years because, you know, who knows what the government's liable to do. They seize your computer. They, you know, they stick kiddie porn in.
Yeah, I understand. But everything you buy now, from an automobile to whatever, you buy a television in and of itself, is going to have all kinds of computer chips in it.
That's
They're watching you no matter where you are.
That's true.
All right. What's your drift or your take on the matter?
Well, a couple of things here, if time permits.
Sure.
Yeah. First, I have mixed feelings about what's going on down in the Gulf Coast. You know, I certainly don't revel in others' misfortune, but the big sleazy, you know, it was always, to me, kind of a decadent race-mixing chamber pot of a place, you know, New Orleans.
How did it go from the Big Easy to the big sleazy?
Well, you know, Mardi Gras. I mean, it's just
something
that's been coming a long time overdue, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a lot of people have been predicting that, Keith. You're not the first one.
I don't know if it's divine retribution or you know, nature is taking her revenge, but... It's, you know, New Orleans has always been kind of like a shady, sleazy, decadent place, in my opinion. You know, and I'm just not. It's kind of an unwholesome place. And
we've had a lot of devastation up here. Look what happened in 1938 in Rhode Island, totally unprepared for that.
Yeah.
And in 54, and in Florida. And, you know, there are good people everywhere.
Florida's kind of sleazy, too.
Well, let's put it this way. The whole country at this point is rather sleazy. So whatever happens, we may be getting what we deserve.
I think so. I think it's called karma in some religions.
All right.
But I'm sure you were talking about the brutality of some of the troops or law enforcement personnel down there.
So-called,
Yeah. Well, it turns out that a lot of these law enforcement officials or troops are actually well-paid, well-armed mercenaries. They're working for Bechtel. So these are private mercenary armies under contract with the federal government. And since they're not accountable to anyone, you know, they're mercenaries after all, they're basically free to be as high-handed with people as they want. And
We see that with the CACI, the Kachi people, contractors in Iraq, when that Abu Ghraib prison scandal first broke out, we noted that many of them were not even part of the U.S. military. Torturers, murderers, killers, rounding up suspects. All of this sort of thing was fair game, but here they were private contractors. So they couldn't even be really disciplined by the U.S. military.
No, and what they're doing in New Orleans right now, the Gulf Coast, that's just preparation for what they have in store for the rest of us.
Oh, come on. Don't you trust politicians?
We're going to have martial law, and it'll be enforced not by the local police, who might not be sympathetic to the government. It'll be enforced by Bechtel mercenaries. That's what's coming.
Look what a job Bechtel did in the Big Dig in Massachusetts, where you're right next to them.
That's
Bechtel.
Right.
I mean, they created this monstrosity.
And these are no-bid contracts, Mr. Adams. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I see that they're very active now. Dick Cheney's company, his old company, is very active in repairing things in Louisiana these days. They always manage to get the contract because they come out with the best deal for everyone.
But I'm sure there are a lot of ordinary plumbers, electricians, carpenters down in who are unemployed right now, and I'm sure they would love to get a chance to do some rebuilding. Why should these no-bid contracts go to Bechtel, I wonder?
Well,
we know the answer, of course.
Yes, I mean, you know, the whores, they stay close together, don't they?
They do.
And
the
prostitutes.
They do indeed. One other thing here. I noticed in one of the scenes from the devastation there, there were a group of chosen ones in the crowd. I think we know, you know what I mean by chosen ones. People of the book, let's say. All right.
All right.
And it seems that these chosen ones, they were in New Orleans to make sure that the rioting Negroes didn't break into the jewelry stores downtown.
Oh, my.
And what happened was, this is all verifiable. The U.S. government sent a helicopter to personally rescue these chosen ones from the devastation in New Orleans, while hundreds of thousands of less chosen people were left to fend for themselves.
Wow.
Yes, the government actually sent a helicopter specifically to take the chosen sons of Israel.
Now, where did you see these reports or read them?
This is from an actual legitimate newspaper. It's from a foreign press, of course. I think it's on the Hal Turner's website.
Well, what's the source? You know?
I'm sorry?
Do you know the source? What's the publication?
He was citing a report from the foreign press because the American media won't touch stories like that.
I wonder why, huh? Well, you know,
there are a lot of interesting stories.
The thing is, Keith, is so much we're not being told, and we're never told by these reporters and by these people who work from the government. Right now, the overall drift, the overall picture they're painting is one of, well, the people in the local communities cannot possibly deal with these major disasters, and God forbid that we have another 9/11 now, civilian authority would be at a loss to provide adequate measure of protection. So we should all be looking forward to relief from the U.S. military. Isn't that most convenient? That's the general drift I'm getting from all of the major media.
Well, like I said, you're right, but I think local law enforcement and maybe some truly patriotic American soldiers, they'd be reluctant to impose martial law on us. Mm. So the government will use Bechtel mercenaries or Custer Battles mercenaries.
Well, and we have enough foreign troops coming into the country. We've got Mexicans now,
that can
carry arms, that can come in with military convoys, and they can help us out, you know, just like they did at the Alamo, right?
Well, one or two other things. Right, absolutely.
Quickly now. Because we've got to move along.
Oh, I understand. Thanks for the time. But while everyone's attention is focused on what's going on in the New Orleans area, the government has put Edgar Ray Killen back behind bars.
I see that. Yes.
That's an outrage of justice. And I understand there's a new offensive against so-called insurgents in Iraq, and I'm sure there are a lot of atrocities being committed. And we're not going to hear about that because all the attention's on the hurricane victims.
Exactly. Good points. I'm aware of them.
Sir.
Thank you, Keith. All right. Call again. All right, let's go on now to Roger in Pennsylvania. You're next on the program.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, Roger.
Thank you, Rick. I hope you like this. We hear, our votes in political elections are, of course, quite important.
They are?
But I don't know that they're not 1/100th as important as other things we do in political influence. And that could be... just in stuff like, a couple hours a week and talk radio, et cetera, other spheres, fora. Now, to me, we have just like far too many people voting. And so I hope you'll join me in my drive to get out and suppress the vote. Since I'm a white guy, a WASP, if you will, let's work at home first. So let's get out there and suppress the vote among ignorant and venal or greedy white voters.
Mm-hmm. There are too many people voting, never mind not enough, but too many of the wrong type of people are voting. And, all of this went out with the beginning of one man, one vote, you understand. That concept was a direct violation of the Constitution and everything we were given. Because, believe it or not, we were freest and we were far more individualistic when we did not have the right of everyone to vote, simply because that individual was a woman or because that person was black or that person was a human being above a certain age, never mind literacy. Oh, no, literacy tests were terrible. One man, one vote was preferable. Now, you ask me the question that Ronald Reagan once asked, are you better off or are you worse off?
Well,
I think we're worse off than ever.
Well, we were certainly far better off when we had the property qualification for the vote, and then only the property owners basically were taxed as well.
That's right, and their vote was based upon the fact they produced. They didn't consume at the public treasury, you see.
So we wouldn't have, if we still had that property qualification, we would have far less of the socialisms that are used to...
No doubt about it. We are a more socialist country now than we've ever been, and that's why.
Yeah, and I Yeah, I think I'm going to blow a gasket if I hear how the election was stolen from Al Gore in Florida again. Now, that there may be a tiny bit of merit to that. I've been waiting like forever for one of these highfalutin constitutional scholars like Dr. John Eidsmo to come on. And my thinking is that what happened between the Florida Supremes and the Federal Supremes kind of came out in the wash, that they both did the wrong things, overreached the case of the Fed Supremes with equal protection clauses and such.
It's a very complicated thing, but when you examine it, we've never been given proper answers to what happened. And my suspicious antennae went up right from the beginning, and not only in the first election, but in the second as well.
Well, it was kind of a stretch, of course, what the federal Supremes did, and kind of a stretch in Florida as well. So maybe, like I said, it worked out.
Well, they were all Republicans. I mean, and Rehnquist was there at the time, and Scalia, all of them, you know. And
but they're all totalitarians, too, so.
Well, that's it. That's exactly the point, is that all of them have compromised and breached our Constitution at one point or another. I got to run along. Thank you very much, Roger, for the call.
I had a nit I wanted to pick with you from when you were on a couple months back.
Yeah.
And now, you probably considered the Bible verse something to the effect about the sins of the father carry you even unto the third generation. And what just roughly would be, if you ever thought of an interpretation of what that might mean.
On the third generation? Now, can you give me a specific verse of Scripture?
Well, in other words, was that the sins of the father going even to the third generation? Is that a matter of blood guilt? Somehow the children are guilty for the sins
of the sins of the fathers, yes, their children who repeat and walk after them in the same unconscionable manner do reap what their fathers sowed. I think that's exactly what it means.
So it's not a matter of blood guilt. Nobody can be guilty for their parents. They can merely follow in the culture of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same
That's it. They have to follow in the same mindset. I mean, let's face it, a son can disagree with his father, have the same blood, and say, no, I will not say amen to what my fathers did. And that person is not obligated to follow the same, the same pattern or judgment of the fathers. However, if they say nothing and they do continue in their same paternalistic instincts, then they too must reap what their fathers had sown and reap the consequences.
Well, that just got to my nit, which I've been saving up here, was that when you had Edgar J. Steele on, and his argument is that somehow blacks are genetically predisposed to crime, which I thought was less than intellectually robust. it's kind of rather anecdotal, and it's a real...
I just got his book today, as a matter of fact, Defensive Racism. So that book, if you haven't read it, you might want to read it first and then respond to it in kind when Edgar returns.
Yeah, I just don't think it would hold water with any thorough analysis. And
That's why we're here, to debate all issues.
No, it's interesting if you're one that pushes a doctrine of naturalistic evolution, of course.
Which
and
I don't.
You have to believe in certainly the possibility for differentiation over 100,000 and so more years. So then you allow for all kinds of room for things like racial superiority, et cetera, that would be impossible if the Earth was only like 10,000 years old in the same microevolution paradigm. So I think... basically, these evolution promoters are dishonest but closet racists.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it, Roger. I thank you for your viewpoint. Thanks for getting back to us on that issue. All right. Thank you. Now, let's move along. We've got, Bob in Tennessee before we go from there and take a break. Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you doing this afternoon?
All right. I'm doing well.
First of all, you were speaking of the Constitution earlier.
Yes.
Actually, during this crisis, the federal government has no responsibility to do anything in the Gulf Coast. By the Constitution, they're not supposed to be involved. That's a state issue, and the states could keep more of their money instead of paying these taxes and our money being held hostage unless we jump through the hoops in order to get it back. I believe the states could have done a lot better job on their own of taking care of their own problems and their own people.
Well, how do you feel about the federal government protecting ports of entry? Is that a federal responsibility?
The federal government is supposed to protect our borders. They managed to close those borders down at the Gulf Coast pretty quickly and stop resources from being brought in by individuals, church groups, and other organizations. But they can't seem to shut down our border on our West Coast from illegal aliens.
Yes, yes. Well, you do make a good point, Bob, in that if the states had done what they should have done and put the money aside and done the job, they would be in a much better situation than the federal government has done. I agree with you on that, and we will move on.
I got one more comment I'd like to make.
All right, stay on the line. Stay on the line. We'll return on the National Intel Report. Rick Adams for John Stadmiller.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Turn now to the National Intel Report. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadmiller on the report. We have a bevy of callers, including one who is on, I believe, a cell phone that is fading fast, or a battery-operated phone. That's Brett. Is that right, or is that Ron? Ron in Pennsylvania, is that you? Okay, Ron. We're waiting for him. See if his battery has held out.
Well, I hope they do.
All right. You're on. You're on, Ron.
Okay. I only tuned in part of the show due to the poor reception here in this area, fading in and out. And I want to comment on the gun confiscation situation down there in New Orleans.
Yes.
Now, years ago, I used to be a police officer, and I'm a little bit familiar, tiny bit, with the laws and the Constitution of Pennsylvania, Constitution of the United States, and so forth. Now, I don't...
Are we losing him?
Pardon me?
Okay, we just had a big snow come in.
Yeah, that happened. We're going to have that for Sunquest. That chief of police down there, or those individuals that are actually confiscating those guns, have violated federal law. Suppression of civil rights under color of law is a federal crime. And you cannot be compelled to obey any illegal order.
Yes.
Now, FEMA, the acronym, that stands for Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Mm-hmm.
They did not buy themselves a Justice Department or a legislature when they were created. Now, the chief of police of New Orleans was on the television the other day. He was screaming about his officers walking off the job and so forth. Now, I don't know the situation down there. Now, those guys are stressed out. They got a lot of work. Many have lost their own homes, probably, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, they did probably had it. Now, I didn't see the chief have one bead of sweat coming off of his face, and his clean snow-white shirt looked freshly pressed to me. Now, I don't know how he can complain bitterly about the antics of his men when he himself didn't really look like he was lifting a finger to do anything, which really isn't his job.
Mm.
However,
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a lot of problems with law enforcement. Now, I was a law enforcement officer 20 years ago. Now, I've seen a big difference in the behavior
mm-hmm.
of policemen today, the legislature
surely,
today,
surely, yeah.
the academy
yeah.
today, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Your civil rights are still intact, and also you do not have any compulsion to obey any illegal act. Now, those people down there, now I know there's some crimes down there, they've had a lot of problems and so forth. If you act up with a firearm, we'll come down and check you out, and we'll deal with you. You have the right to defend your own home. Now, I went through a flood here in 1977, so I've seen what floods can do. A little bit different than the average person. A lot of us did. Now, I worked in a municipality which was very small, and it bordered the town that I now live in. Now, we did not have much flood damage, but the topography of the area allowed more flood water to come in, and where the dams broke and the water rushed in was a different situation. So
yes.
you had varying degrees of damage.
Sure, sure.
No gun confiscations occurred whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
No, I do
I'm
not
familiar.
Know of any looting situations, maybe a smash and grab out of a jewelry window. But the people in this area knew very well what would probably await them for fate if they were caught in the process of looting. So we had probably none of it. Now, for this area, we did lose quite a number of people, not all of them. But
Ron,
yes.
we're out of time for this hour. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your contribution as a former police officer. Thank you. And we got to take a break on the top of the hour. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadmiller, who is the boss here on the National Intel Report. Stay tuned for hour number two and your calls.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.